Hey, good morning on this last day of October, October 31st, Lord's Day Sunday morning. Been a, I don't know, I'd call it a fast year. Seemed like it just flew by, but it's been a good year. A lot of rain, a lot of things going on. Glad I'm saved, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glad for a place called heaven. And amen, I expect to be there the way things are looking pretty soon, amen.
That's right.
But I am looking forward to going home, amen. May make it home for the holidays, I don't know. All that's in the Lord's hand. All I did is, amen, I made my preparation to make my exodus from down here. And one day I'll arrive there, hallelujah. We want to thank the Lord for y'all's appreciation last Sunday. Giving honor to us. I don't consider myself be much of a pastor, not much of a preacher, but I am thankful that y'all do. And every time I come in, this church looks like it's getting a little bigger, hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's just a blessing to watch this little church grow, and we're growing in many ways. We had a lot of people visit the message last Sunday on loneliness. It was downloaded over 50 times. And that's just in 1 week, and it's already, I guess, going to be the most popular message of the year, unless today's message takes its place. But I thank God that people are listening to this little church.
Amen.
That are getting, you know, getting fed from this little church. We give God praise and glory.
That's right.
I'll just say this, there must be a lot of lonely people out there. And, you know, the Lord, He's a faithful companion. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And thank God for a Savior like that. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But our Sunday school lesson last Sunday, we stopped at verse number 35. And I'm going to go, Lord, in prayer, and I want to recap on some of those verses. I studied out of my other Bible, and I forgot to put the notes in this, and I just want to recap on them, and then we'll teach from 36 on. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you, Father, for the prayers that you answered this week, for things, Lord, that you've done, Lord, that cannot be disallowed. Lord, we know, Lord, Father, your hand has been with us all week long. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, Father, for... Lord, just so much, Sister Carol coming forward last Sunday, giving a heart to Jesus. Lord, what a blessing that was. Lord, we just pray, God, you'll keep working in this little church. Keep doing, Lord, the things that only you can do. May we give you praise and glory. May we see, I pray, your wondrous, glorious work. Lord, may it encourage us, Lord, to keep going and, Lord, to keep growing. And, Lord, we just ask, Lord, you to bless our efforts today. Teaching, Lord, from the book of Daniel. And, Lord, we can't do anything without you. You said in John chapter 15, you said, without me you can do nothing. And, Lord, we want your help. We're asking for your help. And we thank you, Lord, up front for anything you do here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I just want to recap on some of the things we went over last Sunday. Some of them I did mention. But this is talking about, you know, events of the last days. It's not as clear in Daniel as it is, you know, in Revelations and what Jesus mentioned about it, Matthew 24. But some things mentioned in Daniel are clear. But one of the things that talked about this leader that's going to rise up, mentioned verse 19, that he would stumble and fall. And I made a little joke about somebody stumbling going up a staircase into an airplane. And that's really not what this is referring to. It's just talking about he's not going to accomplish all that he wants to accomplish. Verse 20 says he'll be a raiser of taxes. And I just went to the store this week. I go quite a bit. And I noticed that an item that I buy a lot of, it went up $2 since the last time I went in there. And we know this is not our home. We know when we get to heaven, we get to come by without money. And you know, down here, it will cost you something to exist down here. Everything's going up. Hallelujah, price of heaven still free. Free to all. The Lord bids all to come. And He bids them to make a, to make a reservation for this blessed place called heaven.
Amen.
And anybody that misses heaven cannot blame the Lord for missing.
Right.
They'll have to blame themselves.
Right.
They either waited too long or they wouldn't believe Him to do all that He said He would do. And, He said if we'd confess our sins with our mouth and believe in our heart that He would forgive us and save us. That simple verse there, Romans chapter 10, verse 13, that says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Right.
Verse 9 says, with the mouth confession is made, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Amen.
But anyway, this raiser of taxes, it's not going to go away. This is just getting started. Verse 21, and shall obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Hello? That's the key word right there.
Yeah.
You know, he's not earning it. He's just kind of achieving it by not telling all the truth.
Right.
Verse 23, he shall work deceitfully. We see a lot of that going on, this fake news stuff. It's one reason that deceitfulness is able to exist, because they won't bark. They're dumb dogs that won't bark. They won't point it out. They won't cry out against it. He shall work deceitfully and shall become strong with a small people. He's going to use minorities for strength. He's deceiving them. I just noticed this week that the minorities are coming out. They've had enough. And I don't want to mention no names here, but they're joining the one that's standing up for America First. We're talking about Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Are coming and joining forces with the America First bunch, because they've had it up to here with the flatteries, with the deceitfulness, with the raising of taxes. Verse 27, they shall speak lies at one table. I just saw this week someone meet with the Pope. I can only imagine. You know what? They'll speak lies at one table. They're going to try to forward this climate change, this new Green Deal.
Yeah.
This is the Green Deal right here. It's going to cost you a lot of money.
That's right.
And they better be glad that there isn't no such thing as climate change, because they couldn't do anything about it. And if they could, they'd only make it worse. I've never seen them really help anything. Verse 28, then shall he return into his land with great riches. You know, a lot of deals are made behind doors. You'll never hear about it, never know about it. But they speak lies at one table, and then they return to their own land with great riches. His heart shall be against the holy covenant. Israel, the Bible said, they sold themselves to sin. He's going to sell himself to do wrong, to do wickedly. His heart shall be against the holy covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall do exploits. In other words, he's going to have an agenda. He's going to have an enterprise. He's going to plan all this out. Verse 30 talks about the ships of Chittim. I mentioned last Sunday about that might be the ships of China. I mean, the Bible is kind of like that. Chittim, the ships is the key word. But Chittim, of course, China didn't even exist back in Daniel's day. It did, but not under the name of China. But verse 30 said, he shall have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. I noticed this week that Facebook's changing its name to Meta. Just a lot of stuff's going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff's fixing to go out. A lot of stuff's fixing to come in. They're setting all... This is just like a chess game. They're setting all this up for the one world order. And I'm glad, praise God, they can do all they want to do. It ain't going to have an effect on me, praise God. I'm still going to heaven by the grace of God.
Amen.
Still enjoying the journey.
That's right.
But they're going to have intelligence. They were going to monitor all the citizens of the United States. And that was illegal. We're supposed to have freedom and liberty. Supposed to have life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But anyway, they were going to start monitoring all that you buy, sell, all that you have. They were going to start monitoring that. But He's going to have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant.
Right.
Verse 31, and shall take away the daily sacrifice. That's a very up-to-date key thing that's coming. Hadn't got here yet. But they're going to start having sacrifices in Israel again. And now this guy's going to come in by stealth. He's going to creep in under the pretense that he's going to bring peace. He's going to get set up. And when he gets set up, he's going to, all of a sudden after 3.5 years, he's going to take away the daily sacrifice. They shall make the place of the abomination that maketh desolate. Going to change everything in the temple. And the reason for that is through deception and through intelligence, they're going to work all this out. Verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. They're just going to be, you know, the Lord said, take heed that no man deceive you. And by deception, a lot of people are going to be deceived. He's going to blow it off, you know. Yeah. He's going to make a joke about it. Yeah. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They're not going to give in to this. They may have to run for their lives, but they're not going to be a partaker of this. Verse 33, and they that understand shall instruct many. They're going to start waking up, and they're going to start realizing that they believed a lie. And you know what? They're going to start, you know, organizing. They're going to instruct many. And they're going to start seeking the will of God, the Word of God. And the last verse that we read last Sunday was verse 35. It says, and some of them of understanding shall fall. Now, even though they found out too late, and now they're trying to do right, some of them aren't going to make it. Right. They're literally going to have to run for their lives. The Lord said, woe to them that are with child, them that give suck in those days. Don't come down, get your merchandise, run. I mean, they're going to have to run plumb out of their shoes. Some of them are going to fall to try them and to purge and to make them white. And that's not a racist term. To make them white even to the time of the end, because it's yet for a time appointed. Now, this has not happened, but it's going to happen.
Amen. That's
this
right.
Misery, this time of Jacob's trouble, is like a powder keg with a short fuse right now.
Yep.
Now, verse 36 is our first verse. And the king shall do according to his will. One thing a king has is power.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody speaks against the king. The king's words were power. And the king shall do according to his will. And he shall exalt himself. You better be careful about who you give power to.
Right.
One problem we've got today is power has been given to the wrong ones. They come in, look like under good terms, and then show their true colors. It's hard to undo a mistake. But this king, he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and that's a small g, and shall speak marvelous things against the large g, God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Now, God's already told this is going to happen.
Yeah.
He's already warned, and they said it not. He come to Jerusalem, wept over it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou the stone of the prophets, and them that come unto thee. How I would have gathered thee, thy children as a hen gathereth her chicks, but you would not. They just wouldn't. They didn't want nothing to do with him. He wanted something to do with them. It's like that today. Sometimes your hands are tied, and you can't do anything. Now, I just read that this week. Now, here we go. That's one thing about the Bible. It covers more territory than my little pea brain. I thought I read it in Luke.
Blessing
God. I hate dead air, but I can quote it. He said, I would have gathered your children as a hen doeth her chicks under my wings. He said, but you would not. They would not let him be God. That's the problem. Today, you got people today that will not let Jesus be their God. They don't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
Pilate's wife told him, have nothing to do with it, just man. For I've suffered many things today in a dream because of him. And a lot of people are just like that. They don't want nothing to do with Jesus. That's not for me, is what they say. Well, he told them their house was going to be left desolate. And that's what's going to come to these others. If they don't want nothing to do with Jesus, your house is going to be left desolate.
That's right.
You're not going to have a refuge. You're not going to have a place that you can run to like I do. Praise God, I've got somewhere to run to. Amen. Got refuge. I've got safety.
That's right.
And anyone that wants it can have it too. But that's in Jesus. Well, this king is the wrong king. Now Jesus said, if another come in his name, he said, him you'll receive. I'm just going to start quoting this stuff. I can't find it. And so he said, I come in my Father's name and you receive me not. If another come in his name, you'll receive him. And that's still true today.
That's right.
We receive the wrong one.
Yes.
And reap the benefits or the mistake of that.
Right.
This king shall do according to his will. He's not doing everything according to God's will. He's exalting himself. Right. He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every God. And this Bible's full of men just like that, but this is different.
Right.
This is the Antichrist. And he's desiring. You know, the mystery of iniquity right now, it's working. The mystery of iniquity wants to undermine God, and God says this about the mystery of iniquity. He just winks at it. Because
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, all power was given to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All authority.
Yep.
And thank God he's got it. Because, you know, he don't usurp authority. He earned the authority. He suffered and died for the sins of the whole world. And if anybody should deserve exalted, he deserves it. And God gave him a name above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow. You may not bow it here, but you'll bow it there.
Right.
Every tongue's going to confess that he's Lord. You might not do it here, but you will there.
Amen.
To the glory of God the Father. Verse 37, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. He's apostate. He puts on a good show. He looks the part. But inwardly, he's a raving wolf. Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, talked about, you know, being deceived. He talked about knowing a tree by the fruit it bears.
Yeah.
And he said this about deception. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. They look all right.
Yeah.
They may even sound all right.
Yeah.
But he said, but inwardly they are raving wolves. He went on down to say, verse 17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Yeah.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you right now, this king should have never been given the platform, or the throne, or the power, and yet God's allowing it because he's teaching his people Israel they made a mistake.
I think what you're looking for about the chicks or goes Matthew 23.
It could be.
You thought it was in Luke.
I thought I just read it this week. I'm in Luke this week.
Yeah.
But you might be right, brother. Let's see here. Yep. Oh, Jerusalem, verse 37 of Matthew chapter 23. Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And you know, the Lord, he warned them.
Yeah.
He showed them.
That's right.
But they didn't heed the warning, and they didn't want to see all the signs that pointed that he was the king that was promised, the Messiah that was coming.
That warning is still going out today, Brother Eddie.
Sure is, Sister Bonnie.
People are not listening.
That's right.
And
absolutely right.
Like I said, the Lord's already told how this thing's going to end up. He's already told that this Antichrist is coming. He's already told the world that, you know, by these signs, you'll know that it's nigh. Even at the door, everywhere I look, I see the sign.
That's right.
I mean, the time of the beginning of sorrows has come. And we're going to see a little bit of it. We're not going to go through great tribulation. A lot of people think that the church will. And I'll tell you why you're not going to go through great tribulation. Only one reason. It's because Jesus is in here. That's the only reason.
Right.
I deserve to go through great tribulation. Yeah, I deserve to go to hell.
Yeah, we do.
But if I go through great tribulation, Jesus will have to go through it with me.
That's right.
And he's done suffered enough, done been through enough, and that's the only reason I won't go through great tribulation is because Christ in me, the hope of glory. Verse 37, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of woman. That caught my eye right there.
Yeah.
We've got a big movement going on right now. Homosexual books in our schools. Homosexual teaching going on in our schools. Homosexual activities being promoted in our government, in our world. Changing laws. They're telling me that I can commit a felony if I preach against homosexuality. I'm sorry. I've got a mandate from God. I have no choice in the matter. I'll tell you right now, I'm a messenger boy. Whatever God tells me to preach, I will deliver that message. Even in this teaching right here today, I want you to know there's a good, or it seems to indicate there's a good chance that this Antichrist is going to be a homosexual.
Yeah.
And the Bible says this about homosexuality. It says it's an abomination.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't say that. God did. He said it's an abomination in the sight of God. The great Creator said in Leviticus chapter number 18, verse number 22, this is about as clear as I know how to put it.
Right.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Now God said it's abomination. You go over here again in Leviticus chapter 20 verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death.
Amen.
Their blood shall be upon them. I'm just giving you the word of God.
That's right.
I'm not what they call a President Trump, they call him homophobic. I'm not homophobic. I'm a God called, born again, saved, preacher of the Word of God. You can put me in any category you want, I'm still going to preach the Word of God.
Yeah.
I got to answer to God one day, and by the way, so do you. So you better be careful when it comes to God. But it looks like this Antichrist is not only just an abomination, but he doesn't regard God, and right now they're taking God out of everything. They're trying to anyway. They don't want that name Jesus nowhere close to our children. And the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he's old he'll not depart. And it says you fathers teach the children and teach them right. And you know, a child left its own to bring its mother shame. We got a lot of things going on today.
Well, that's right.
That just really, be honest with you, they're out of kilter. We need to go back.
Mm-hmm.
We need to return to God.
Right.
We need to do a Nineveh repentance and try to do better. But right now, the only thing that's good going about America is its churches haven't thrown in the towel yet. Some of them have. And I don't have any rocks to throw, no axe to grind. But I won't be part of one that's throwing the towel.
No.
Me and Brother Ed, back when COVID was like a wildfire, nobody but me and Brother Ed here, we tried to act like we was 100 here. And we sung the song, Won't It Be Wonderful There?
Right.
And we just kept teaching and preaching just like we did before. We social distanced. He sat back there in the back. And I stood up here and snorted and jumped up and down and hollered and screamed. And you know what? We've done our best to keep the doors of the church open.
Amen.
Not saying that proudly, not saying that boastfully. I'm just saying God's house should be open. It's a place where people that have needs can come and get some help. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'm so glad for these internet outreaches too.
Yes.
Because some people can't come to church.
Right
now, a good preacher friend of mine, Brother Jack Tripp, he's having trouble breathing because of this virus, COVID.
Yeah.
This COVID was unleashed intentionally on purpose.
Amen.
And they don't
That's
care
right.
about you living or dying. They want you dead. But you know what? If you survive, they'll figure out another way.
Yeah,
these globalists, in an effort to try to save the planet, have gone nuts because they can't do what they want to do and have what they want without God. So they're trying to go behind God and do it another way. They're part of this great deception.
Yes.
It says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. So no woman is going to be able to beguile him. Adam said, that woman that you gave me, she gave to me and I did eat. And he used Eve for an excuse.
Yes, he did.
This Antichrist, he's not going to cave. Now, I don't have any makeup on my eyes. I don't have any false eyelids on. But he's not going to cave to this batting their eyes. And some men do. My father was one. I loved my father, but he caved. And I loved him even after. I loved him even during. But it ended up being embarrassment to him.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a thorn in his flesh. And he lived sorrowful days till he died.
Yeah.
I say this to all you men out there. The Bible said, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing.
Amen.
Obtaineth favor of the Lord.
Yes.
Says a wife is a gift from God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to know, my wife, we've been married 46 years. She's put up with me, I put up with her. But I'll tell you right now, I'm trying my best to help her. I fixed her breakfast this morning. I'll be changing the bed sheets tonight. I'm doing the laundry. I'm doing the dishes. I'm doing the cooking.
Right.
You know why? That's my wife. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Eddie.
Well, he's not going to cave to the desire of women. And a lot of men have failed. Samson, as great as he was, fell into the lap of Delilah and got a haircut in the devil's barber shop. Ended up getting his eyes put out. End up grinding meal in the Philistine, making a fool out of him. And a lot of men have been made a fool. But this Antichrist, he's not going to cave to the desire of women. He's not going to desire any God. So you're not going to petition him and say, yeah, but the Bible says he's not going to regard it. Matter of fact, He's got himself so high, he don't answer to anyone. It says, for he shall magnify himself above all. He's going to be, I'm Pharaoh.
I'm king.
And he said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? Pharaoh said there to Moses and Aaron. He's going to be like that. He don't think he answers to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 38, but in his estate he shall honor the God of forces. Have y'all noticed how everything's kind of catering towards science? We're following science.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, verse 38, he's magnified himself, and in his estate, he shall honor the God of forces. He wants to know what science says. He says, science says we got climate change. Science says we got too much carbon foot, whatever. I know one thing. I know what God says. He formed the earth and the heaven.
That's right.
And all things therein. He's before all things. By him all things exist. And you know what? He formed the earth to be inhabited, by the way.
That's
look at here. That's air. If I go anywhere else, I got to take air with me.
That's right.
Hey, look, I'm not floating. I'm standing right here. Not too much gravity, just enough. I can walk. I'm not having to scrape myself across the floor. I'm not floating away. Everything I have is right here. Science. He's going to follow science. And a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and pleasant things. He's going to make people worship something other than the living God. Now listen to this. And a God, little g, whom his fathers knew not, shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Verse 39, thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. Now y'all remember back when we had a president, land for peace. Remember that?
Yep.
Well, they're going to try to divide this land again. Israel's going to be made to do it. Now, God told Abraham, he said, Abraham, look north, right. Look south, right. Look east, look west. He said, I'll give it all to you. Man, he didn't just look. He took off, walked the land. And you know what? He still got the deed to it. But then you've got idiots down here that think somehow God's just a fairy tale and the Word of God's to no avail. It's just a book wrote by shepherds, whatever. And they don't want to honor what God says or what God's done, but God's still going to honor it. I promise you this, Israel, that is their land.
That's right.
They are going to have it. And one good verse with that in mind, let me throw this. A lot of people aren't aware of this. But the last verse of Amos chapter 9, the very last verse, God says here, I'll read the last two verses. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. Listen to this. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, amen, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. That's about as good as it gets right there.
Yes, it is.
They're not going, you know, everybody and their brothers try to overthrow Israel. Even America's had a part in it through filthy lucre.
Yeah.
They're not going nowhere. God said, I planted America, they're going to stay. So anyway, he's going to try to divide the land for gain. Political gain, power gain, maybe even profit. But this ain't going to work. Verse 40, at that time of the end shall the king of the south push against him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. I mean, this is coming. Are you talking about a world war? This is going to be greater than any world war right here. Verse 41, and he shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. I'll read one more verse here. And he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. I just want you to know, greed has brought a lot of people to nothing. In an effort to gain, he said he's going to divide the land for gain. Verse 39. And many countries are going to be overthrown for gain. And he's going to have power. And from that power, he's going to take the treasures of gold and of silver over all the precious things of Egypt. You know, the Bible says, what would it profit a man if he was to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Last thing on his mind is God. You know, Luke chapter 12, verse 20, here's a man, his crops are brought forth plentifully, and he says to his soul, soul, thou hast much good, laid up for many years, I'll tear down my barns, build bigger, and say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods. The Bible says that night in verse 20 of Luke chapter 12, the Lord said unto him, called him by his name, thou fool.
Yeah.
He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. A lot of people have fell into that same predicament.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they'd wake up in the morning like Samson, go out as other times, do as other days, and that night died. This guy here, which is the Antichrist, it's looking like he's winning. It looks like he's gaining. He shall have the power that he wants. He's going to have the treasures that he wants. He's going to have the land that he wants. All the precious things of Egypt, he's going to have them. Verse 44, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. He ain't going to have the peace. Thank God, man. I'll tell you what. I may not have a lot of money, but I got a lot of peace.
Amen.
I could be a peace donor.
Thank you.
My wife told me one time, she said, I wish I could sleep like you. I said, honey, just get right with God. It's a package deal. She said, I'll slap your head off. But tidings, news is coming to him out of the east and out of the north. And this news is going to trouble him. Therefore shall he go forth with great fury to destroy and to utterly make many. Let me read this right. And to utterly make away many. We all got these allergies. I don't know what it is, but I'm right with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, hacking, coughing all week long. But anyway, if you listen to this verse, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore shall he go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. He thinks that he's top dog.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's big enough. He thinks he's bad enough. He's done mowed everybody else like grass, but he hadn't mowed the one that he's going to be up against like grass.
Right.
Verse 45, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain, yet shall come to his end, and none shall help him. All he's doing is thinking he's winning. You know, a lot of people down here, they're not thinking eternally. They're not thinking about what's coming their way. They're robbing stores. They're breaking in. They're stealing. They're killing. All to no avail. It looks like somehow they're getting ahead, but actually they're just getting closer to judgment.
Yeah, that's right.
In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it says, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. They've got an appointment that they will not reschedule. They will not put it off. When this angel of death shows up, all is lost. It says here, get my eyeballs on, he shall come to his end. You know, everything's coming to an end.
Yeah.
Right.
The church age, it's coming to an end. I'm glad I'm in it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad it don't end.
That's right.
It's just coming to an end. I'm going home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the world, and I used to work with a guy that was a Jehovah's Witness, and he thought this world was going to be forever. I said, you need to read a little more Bible, buddy. God's going to completely destroy this earth, and he's going to make a new earth, a new heaven. By the way, I told him, I said, that new earth's going to be all dry land, no sea, no separation. I said, plenty of room, you know, to not only be up on the earth, but to visit one another, not have to go by airplane or ship or nothing else, just
right,
to be honest with you.
Right.
You have access to whoever you wanted to go visit, amen. One thing's about seas, they separate, and you know, sometimes the distance is too far. Well, this new earth doesn't have any water. You can read about it there in Revelation there. But, you know, he just couldn't comprehend that God was going to destroy this earth. I told him, I said, look, this earth's got a curse on it.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it's got about three or four curses on it.
Yeah.
And because of that curse, God's not going to dwell on it. That's why He's going to make a new one wherein dwelleth righteousness. And He's going to dwell on that earth with His people as the good shepherd. They're going to be His sheep, His flock. And I said it's going to be wonderful, but he just could not receive that. He'd been taught otherwise, and to receive that, he would have to deny what he'd been taught. Well, the church age is coming to an end. The world's coming to an end. The reign of the Antichrist is coming to an end. All his efforts are to no avail. He's just not going to win, and he won't accept that. But he's still going to reap the fact that he's going to come to his end, and it says, and none shall help him. He's going to be without help.
Yeah.
He took too much on him. He got too big for his britches.
That's right.
And you know what? I'm looking forward to the day when God grabs him, puts him in that bottomless pit, shuts him up. Man, I've been living with the devil now going on 68 years, Brother Ed. I can't imagine having a day without the devil.
Oh,
amen. That's a pretty good preacher right there, a day without the devil. But as I end this lesson today, I want to tell you this. I was going to tell it in the beginning, but I wanted to wait till a few more people got here. But it's you know, a merry heart does good like a medicine. It's just kind of a joke like. But this guy showed up at this church, and he came up there wanting to go in. He said, look, I'm lost. I need to get saved. And the usher said, well, you can't come in here. He said, why can't I come in here? He said, you don't have a tie. He said, you got to have a tie. This is a very distinguished church. And he said, you got to have a tie to come in here. And he went out there in his car. Man, he's trying to find something to make a tie out of. He couldn't find nothing. I mean, he just, anything. He said, I got to get saved. So he looked in the trunk, Brother Jerry, and he found a set of jumper cables, and he put them around his neck and tied them. And he went over there, and that usher looked at him, and he said, well, it's a little unorthodox, but I guess you can come in with them, but don't you start nothing. Anyway, you know, it's just a joke. And really, the Antichrist is a joke. He just don't know it.
Yeah.
He's going to go up in a puff of smoke.
Yes.
He's going to be swallowed up in his own enterprise. You can't tell him no different. I've met a lot of people just like him. You can't tell him no different. But I'm glad I've read the Word.
Amen.
I'm glad I know the certainty of it. Do you know there has been so much fulfillment of the Bible that only an idiot would deny it?
That's right.
I'm talking about things that have been fulfilled in here. A lot of science comes from the Bible. In the Bible, in the book of Job, it mentions about the fingerprint of man. I don't know when man discovered the fingerprint, but long before man ever discovered the fingerprint, God had put it in His Word. I think it's Job chapter 37. Let me look, because my memory's not real good. I think it's in Job chapter 37. But it talks about, I can quote the verse, He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men everywhere may know His work. They can know it. Yeah, Job 37:7. They just don't want to know it. They don't want the truth.
Right.
They just want to be left alone.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I drove down the road one day. If I saw a house on fire, I'd say, well, they just want to be left alone. I guess I'll be all right and keep on driving. No, I'm going to go back. I'm going to beat on that door. I'm going to scream and say, hey, your house is on fire. And they would want me to try to help them. They just don't see their house on fire. Father, we thank You for this Sunday school lesson. Lord, it's been a good one. And Lord, we thank You, Lord, for Your blessings. And Lord, we just pray You'll bless all the events of this day. Help us, Lord, to worship You, Lord, with spirit and truth today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Brenda asked for prayer.
Okay, we'll do that right now.
Yeah.
The Bible.